Right, so going over the turnaround, you're on the top two strings in that position. You have an F and a G on string two, and an A and a B on string one, and you're going three, four. Just do that first. And what breaks you out of that is adding one more note in the direction you want to go, yeah. Namely an E after the G and F. So. And then you're suddenly, your pick is doing an upstroke, hopefully, and that takes you to string three. And it'll be a D and C on that string. Yes, so let me demonstrate. Let's say you're going up, you're on two and three. It'll sound like this. You move up. I just added one little note on the way down, and it changed the whole game.
Okay.
There you go. Yes. When you add that E, is your pick going up? Yes, and that'll propel you to string three, also an up. Yes, that's it. Yeah, transitioning descending is interesting. So let's just take each of those in turn. Like, you already did one to two, one and two to three and four. So let's do three and four to four and five. I'm sorry, three and four to four and three. So do that with me. In some cases, it's harder because if you're doing it like I'm doing it, I'm using finger one for the C.
Yeah.
And it may not feel like there's any more notes.
Yeah.
But you just move one.
Yeah.
Like you just, you know. And I wonder if I do that when it's fast. Like. Oh, yeah, I totally. It's not that hard. You just slide finger one back. So that's part of it. So we'll do it here first. Like three, four. And when you're ready, you can do it. Good, go back and do that a couple times. And this leads to the next exercise. So I'm gonna make a new file and do the next exercise. You walked right into it, literally.